Happy Mother's Day to all our mothers out there. Good Shepherd Sunday today, Vocation Sunday today. So many titles we have this weekend. We can incorporate a bit of all of that into our Good Shepherd narrative from the book of Revelation, from John's Gospel. See it in the action of the vocation of Paul and Barnabas. As we have elected a new pope this week, we pray in earnest for Pope Leo XIV, as he is charged with being the shepherd of our universal church, a difficult job, as we have spoken about, which requires imitating the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, putting himself last, making himself the servant of all. If you have ever had the pleasure of being on a family farm where there are sheep, today's gospel will make perfect sense. When the sheep hear the voice of the one who brings them nourishment, they come running and line up in a row. In the case of the home I was blessed to visit last year at the seminary, the chief shepherd was an 8-year-old girl. And I kid you not, she said in a particularly loud voice, "Here, sheep," and here they came, lined up, all from the barn and everywhere else, a half a dozen of them. So do we heed the voice of Jesus, our shepherd, who has, by the grace of baptism, adopted us into the fold of his almighty Father? Do we heed his voice and do as he asks? Do we imitate our shepherd in our actions, accepting the mission of vocation that he has chosen for us? In other words, do we pray and develop that intimate relationship with God that is required of us to live our faith successfully, no matter the vocation to which we are called? I, and many of you, have Saints Paul and Barnabas to thank. They, like Jesus, began preaching in Jewish synagogues, bringing the gospel to God's chosen people first. We see that play out in our gospel. And this is important. We here, the baptized, the practicing Catholic, are now in God's adopted family. We are his chosen people. And there are many, some may be here in this church, who are recently baptized, who are like our Gentile friends in the reading from the Acts of the Apostles. They have heard the words of eternal life and have been brought into the fold. There are those, once among the chosen, who for jealousy or envy, or being threatened by the success of Paul and Barnabas, who are now like the firstborn in the prodigal son parable, once inside, now outside looking in because of resentment and jealousy. In the synagogues in that time would have been faithful Jews, of course, but also those who had seen through the emptiness of the worship of the pagan gods, thinly veiled worship of personal desire or superstition. Whether they Jew or Greek, they had been drawn in by the Jewish faith of one God who loved his people and shepherded them out of Egypt. And now he seeks to shepherd all of them to his ancestral home, our ancestral home, with God in heaven for eternity. And this care does not just extend to protection. God asks and sends them out, and then he asks, like Paul and Barnabas, to spread the good news. We are asked to do the same in our lives, whether that be as a priest or a sister or a brother, a deacon, a homemaker, a doctor, a mother, a father, a person gifted in a skilled trade, lawyer, teacher, the list goes on and on and on. In whatever vocation we have been called to, we serve God by our actions, how we live our lives. This is not possible for us to do without listening to the words of Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. And the words that should comfort us are these: I know them. I give them eternal life. No one can take them out of my hand. This should make us think of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He guides me along the right path. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he restores my soul. He promises us comfort if we run a persevering race. Persevering against our own wants and desires, persevering against outside temptations and persecutions, persevering in his love. Our good shepherd had to walk through that valley of death himself. What is good for the master, the teacher, is good enough for us, his followers. Pope Leo asked us all in his first address from the balcony to be missionaries, walking with him under Christ's providence, to bring the gospel to all. Does that mean being like Barnabas and Paul, who preached the gospel, putting their lives on the line with the words of eternal life that somehow become a flashpoint? For some, maybe. The men who are in formation for the priesthood in our diocese are discerning that call right now. The men who have been recently ordained deacons or who are in formation for the diaconate, they have and are answering that call as well. For all of us, we are asked to pray and to discern what God is calling us to add to His church. Is it more time spent in prayer for others or in service to the poor, which so many of you do now so very well? It could be ensuring that your children or grandchildren learn by your word and example of the importance of prayer and worship in developing their lives, so that when they begin to form what it is God is calling them to do for His church, they are prepared to hear and answer that call. Jesus never promises us comfort while we walk this journey. He does not promise a life bereft of sacrifice or sorrow. We are asked to run a race fraught with dangers at all sides, the danger of sin being preeminent. And we recognize that the Lamb, the Good Shepherd, the Alpha and the Omega, the one who we are to imitate, did it first, did it best, and offers His grace in the sacraments to help us to navigate the troubles and sorrows, the joys and triumphs this blessing of life offers to us. And He offers us surprises along the way. I can announce to you that effective in June, I will be asked to shepherd our diocesan seminarians as vocations director. It is not a job I thought I would be asked to do, not one that I aspired to, but have been asked to do it nonetheless. I will remain here with you all at the Cathedral in St. Alphonsus as the parochial vicar, assistant to Father Penn, but it does mean there will be times in the coming year that I'll be asked to travel to visit our seminarians, to meet with young men who are considering the priesthood, and to offer retreats. I ask you to pray for the young men in formation, for those men and women in our diocese considering religious life, and to participate fully in St. Martha's vocation, rosaries for vocations. And I ask you to pray for me. Monsignor Paul Hudock, Father Dennis Shulkins, and our most recent vocations director, Father Brian Krenwelsch, have set a very high standard by their work, and whether they know it or not yet, will be leaned on heavily for guidance. We are asked to pray for laborers for the harvest of the Good Shepherd. The prayers of these last years are beginning to bear fruit, but prayers are needed to sustain its growth. Good things are happening in our diocese, in our church, and it is to the glory of God that this is so. And brothers and sisters, this need not be geared toward religious vocations only. We need young men and women of all vocations to live out the gospel so that the good news of Jesus Christ reaches all who have ears to hear it, eyes to see it, and hearts to believe it.